Now we would now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm
Happy
well.
belated Thanksgiving,
Yeah,
everybody.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving as well. Let's start there. The fact that you guys were able to receive a number eight national seed and get Thanksgiving week off, how meaningful was that to you and your team?
Well, I think it was huge. I think the rest was not only much needed, but well-deserved. And I'm happy that our guys got an opportunity. A lot of our guys had the opportunity to go home and spend some time with their families, which is always a good thing when you get the opportunity to do it, especially for the young guys. Some of our young guys probably haven't been home since July. So opportunity for them to get home and refresh, recover, regenerate, whatever it is you're looking to do. Hopefully they didn't go home and just sit on the couch and eat too much. But, you know, we'll find out when we get out there tomorrow practice. And we saw them all yesterday, so we got to start on things yesterday. So I think the rest was definitely a benefit, and I think it was much needed.
First question this morning, Kyle Kensington. Go ahead, Kyle.
Morning, Coach, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I wanted to ask a little bit, just kind of your first impressions of Youngstown State. What kind of jumped out to you the most? What do you anticipate from them?
Well, you look at them, and they're obviously big. They're very physical. I think there's a lot of similarities, to be honest, between them and us. They try to control the ball with the run game and then hit some big explosive pass plays when they have the opportunity to do so. If you look at them statistically, I think we're very, very evenly matched. And they're aggressive, and they're a team that is going to be like playing one of the top level teams in our league week in and week out. I think it's going to be a very physical game. Their quarterback does a really nice job distributing the ball. They have multiple running backs that they hand the ball off to. They have a real explosive receiver who just set a record, I believe, out there in 2 years. He's now the leading, has the most touchdowns receiving in Youngstown State history. And he's only been there, I believe, for two seasons. So that's pretty impressive. And their defense is fast at the ball. They're big up front. They try to control the ball, stop the run with their guys up front. And obviously their linebackers, and they're a good team. They're very, like I said, very big, very physical, and they do a great job controlling the ball, controlling the clock, and then obviously putting the ball in the end zone.
And then something that's kind of looking ahead from this weekend, next week, Brian Westbrook going into the Hall of Fame. How kind of cool is that for the program and, you know, that sort of recognition? And do you have any sort of memories from when he was in the program?
Oh, gosh. Too many to count, to be honest, from a memory perspective. You know, he's still to this day, if I'm not mistaken, the only college player in the history of college football to rush for 1,000 and receive for 1,000 in the same year. And in that same year, he had almost 860 yards in the return game. So he would have had 1,000 in three different categories in the same season. So that's a memory right there for you. But yeah, anytime one of our players and or coaches like Coach Talley got into the Hall of Fame a couple years ago, that's always great. That's exciting, not only for the individual, but for our school. And I'm just so happy and blessed to call Brian a friend, and so happy for Brian's recognition because it's definitely deserved.
Thank you.
Next question from David Melandro. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Coach, a couple questions for you. One, what is your initial impressions about your matchup against Youngstown State?
Well, like I just said, I think we're very evenly matched. I think we're both going to try to establish the run. I think we're both going to try to control the clock. Both defenses run to the ball really well. They're 300 on the inside and 260 and 270 on the edges of their four down players. They're very athletic at the linebacker position. Their quarterback is about 6'4", 220, 225, distributes the ball well. He's not a big running quarterback, but he does get out of trouble from time to time when he has the pressure at him. And he has a big play wide receiver, and he hands the ball off to two backs that are about 200 to 210 pounds each. So they're really good. They're really good. We're going to have our work cut out for us, and we just want to go out there and continue to do what we've been doing. Hopefully just play fundamental sound football, cover the gaps when they're supposed to be covered, tackle well, gang tackle or tackle well in the open field, and hopefully hang on to the football. So these are one of those games, I think, whoever makes the least amount of mistakes, because there's going to be some adversity during the course of the game, whoever makes the least amount of mistakes, meaning turnovers and, drive stopping penalties, we'll have a chance, I think, to come out on this game.
How crucial was it to get that first round bye?
I think it really helps for us. And, you know, it's no secret that our roster is not as big as a lot of other teams that we play. So our guys get beat up a little bit throughout the course of the year. So to give them an opportunity to get some rest was huge. Guys been in the training room, taking care of their bodies, obviously doing some things on their own. But I think the rest will be huge for us, and hopefully we'll be a little more fresh coming into the game on Saturday.
And how does it feel to have a home game, especially with what's going on this weekend with Villanova in the Big Five Classic, especially the timing of everything?
Well, hopefully they win Wednesday and they don't play till 7:30 on Saturday evening. I think they need to win Wednesday against St. Joe's to get the 7:30 slot. So that'll be a great way to spend the afternoon. Come tailgate with our people at 10 o'clock, watch our game at noon, and then head down to Wells Fargo at about 4 o'clock and get ready for the 7:30 tip-off. So always great to get a home game in the playoffs. You know, always great opportunity to get in front of our fans one more time. So we're hoping we'll have some great support there. But anytime you have an opportunity to play home, to me, that's a bonus. So we're excited about playing in front of our home folks.
Final one for me. What is your message for those that have not watched Villanova all season that makes them want to tune into this game?
Well, I think we're a fun offense and defense to watch. I think we play, like I said, fast and physical. I think we have a good team on offense. We can run the ball when need be. We can hit the explosive plays to our wideouts, Hayek, Pringle, and Sanchez. I mean, Pringle and Sanchez lead the country in yards per reception. So we don't throw it a ton, but when we do, we've been fairly effective. And our defense flies around, and they're a fun group to watch as well. So, hey, if you have an opportunity to come out here at noon on Saturday, please stop by. If not, then tune in on ESPN Plus, and hopefully you'll be able to witness a good ball game.
All right, thank you.
Mark, this is you guys' second trip to the playoffs in the last 3 years. Any benefit? You've got some guys around. Have you had some turnover benefit from the guys that went through that process?
Yeah, I think whenever you've done it and experienced it, I think that's always helpful. I mean, we went in 19. A lot of the guys that are playing for us now were on that roster going back all the way to 19. And then obviously you're referencing this 21 season. So I think it helps. I think it helps to be there before. It gives you an opportunity to kind of know what we planned on doing last week. And then obviously working into this week, getting the bye was huge, as I've already established on this call. So I think it does help. Like I said, at the very beginning of the year and all the way through, Rob, I really like the maturity level of our team right now. I love the experience level of our team right now. They have been there before. We've been in this situation before. So hopefully, you know, we're not going to be caught up in the moment. We just want to live in the present and, you know, go out there and perform, hopefully at the level we've been performing at.
I want to talk to you just real quick about your defense. You guys, in the last game, we haven't talked since you won the State championship, holding Delaware to 7 points during this six-game streak. I think New Hampshire's the only team that scored even more than 14. What has been the key to your defense here over the second half of the season?
Well, like I said all along, just playing fundamentally sound and playing fast and playing physical. Our tackling is much improved from not only a year ago, but even at the beginning of this year. Our guys have stayed healthy for the most part. You know, we've had a guy miss a game here or there, but knock on wood, we've stayed relatively healthy. And that's always the key for us, or for anybody for that matter. And then, you know, we've mixed it up. Sometimes we're playing some zone and we're still able to get pressure to quarterback with only 3 and 4 man rush. And then other times when we're playing man, our guys have been doing a good job covering folks down the field and breaking some plays up and so on. So like I said, I think it just comes with the experience that our guys have now on that side of the ball. We have a lot of guys that played for the first time last year. So I think all that experience they had last year helps them, you know, what they're doing this year. And then a couple of the transfers we added to coming from their programs played a lot of football as well. So I think just being sound, playing fundamental football and taking care of the things you need to take care of, which is what? Covering your gaps, tackle well, and gang tackle, get a lot of hats to the football. We were able to get some turnovers in a couple of those games you referenced, but we haven't been tearing it up on turnovers. So it's just been good, you know, 11 guys doing what they're supposed to do, doing their 1-11, so to speak, and, you know, playing pretty good football right now. And I think we've gotten better over the course of the year, and I think there's still room for improvement.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for taking time to do this morning. Good luck on Saturday, and hopefully we're talking again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it, and I just want to wish the other guys, the ones that won this weekend, congratulations, and wish everybody good luck moving forward.
Thanks very much.